if DC can frequently, you know, ruin their movies, or simply, you know, don't get them the way they're supposed to be, or like what the viewer expect, at least as a standard. So they're subpar. They're mediocre. That's my point. So if DC can do that frequently, as we know now, well, then Marvel is no ex- then Marvel shouldn't, you know, shouldn't be an exception here. So Marvel aren't, isn't, Marvel are not immune against that, immune against producing, you know, superhero movies that actually suck. And until this point, I was just, it was, for me personally, enough to ignore it, you know, and just see those kind of flawed movies coming from DC. Namely, probably Warner instead of Disney, and now that has changed. Since I've seen Madame Web, that has changed. And I mean, I knew immediately when I saw the Sony logo and the crap they pulled before that, and I don't even want to get into that, or Spider-Man or X-Men or anything. Yeah, it's just, you know what kind of movie you're going to get. And for me, this is the movie, the most similar movie experience and emotion, I've felt was with Harley Quinn's Birds of Prey, or Harley Quinn Birds of Prey, I don't know. When I watched this one, so there are movies that are severely flawed, or that just won't come together, even when there is an established character that works, that has even that people want to see a movie about. Even then, it can fail. And Madame Web is for me. Well, Mobius was one movie that I had to, you know, just delete from my mind. But with Madame Web, this makes now, you know, a couple of them. And I don't want to even talk about the serious element in the Marvel catalog and their mini series and their normal series. And well, there are a few bad apples there as well. But overall, Marvel was immune against, you know, against that kind of, I mean, people constantly hate Marvel and Disney in general. There's a significant amount of criticism against their movies and against any content they make, no matter what. So, but to experience that as well, and to be to feel obliged to, you know, express that dissatisfaction, and I made another podcast which is still not produced, which is called, I guess, let me think about it, which is called Stay Marvel. So I think it was about the Marvels review. Yeah, still not produced. So, so you have to keep waiting. Exactly. My point is, so far Marvel was always above that critical line where your movies just feel already like you have a form of prejudice where you expect something to more or less, you know, miss instead of your expectations are low to begin with. Yeah. And I love what comes out, what they did with the Spider-Man collaboration. So that stuff worked. but Madame Web is another huge low point besides like Mobius, which I think they're completely ruined, and Venom is another critical, but there are not a lot of franchises that have low points, Thor has some low points, and I don't want to go into details, because overall, until Madame Web, and I want to, you know, focus on Madame Web, because this movie feels incomplete in so many areas, and I was counting, I would say at least six moments during my first watch where the movie really throws some bullshit at you, and really where you feel a true moment of disbelief, and you question yourself if that is why they did it, and it just doesn't, it just hurts the movie in general, and you can tell that something there was, you know, something was unable to realize it or to prevent it, and that's a terrible sign. It tells me that somewhere something either wasn't in control at all, or something that wasn't supposed to be in control was in control. And I don't know, I have to look into the director to tell you, but the name is completely unfamiliar, so maybe it was also the director who just didn't have the chance or the capability or whatever to make this into to turn this into a great movie. So it's not even a moderate movie. I would say the movie itself, even the main character itself, remains incomplete, like the entire movie, like the villain, like the conclusion, like the side characters. And yes, there is plenty of potential, but I usually, when I dislike something, I just don't talk about it. But here, I feel I have to talk about it because I'm disappointed. Because there is a certain amount of disappointment about what could have been. And this is in itself a review, but it is something that I don't like doing negative reviews. But Madame Web could have been, should have been. And hopefully it, you know, gets better through reviews, rewatches. hopefully it gets better when you revisit the material, or it gets some modifications, who knows, or some extended version or a director's cut. These days, anything is actually pretty easy to accomplish, and you never know. It used to be very common to give like a director's cut, like in some version that has more content, which would allow this movie needs to be longer. I hate to say it, because the runtime is magical. Just the movie is garbage, or it's a hot mess. And maybe if you include 10 to 20 more minutes of, you know, character development, of actually making you, like I said, this one, despite actually very good casting, like the Marvel, sign of quality, the quality isn't there, because the main, the big players, the big names are, first of all, absent, and second of all, the collaboration with Sony. So there's probably a lot of issues that already made. And then the movie supposedly was, I don't know, I'm just guessing at this point, but it was obviously a shot on location in New York. That's what I'm assuming right now. And there is another, that's a big, if that's the case, then I that was actually an element that I was really surprised, and that was really astonished that the movie could pull that off. because it's a rarity these days. And I know how difficult and expensive this that might have been. So in itself, there is a lot of amazing elements. I don't say I hate the movie, but as a movie, it just is a fail. And the last time I felt so disappointed was Mobius. And so far, I have to say, I love, of course, I'm a fan of, James Gunn and the Russo brothers. There are major contributions in terms of artistic expression and even creating something totally unique that, becomes a world of its own or an idea or a concept, and connecting them with each other and, making all those crossovers makes the entire experience deepens the entire experience and makes it so much more engaging and exciting and interesting. It's an element that we haven't seen on this scale, and so far it was for me something that I could really appreciate, even if there were some rough spots along the road or along the way, along the journey. But Madame Web is something where I say, wait a minute, you just had this, and like this is almost like Venom. It's so bland, so predictable, and so unsatisfying that no amount of money or creativity or talent you throw at it, it just won't. Sometimes you see that it's not about not about improving. It's about a continuous flow of entertainment, and we lost. I feel like there is no more. No more, common sense or reason behind some of those decisions. And Madame Web is, and for me, like, for example, I'm a fan of God. And that, now I can't even remember the name, but that's the groovy part about it. What's the name of Jeff, the movie with Jeff Bridges, and where even Troubles at, well, this is the thing, I didn't do any research here, but well, there's a lot of, you get it. That's okay. That's what makes it so exciting, because I have all these information, but sometimes, it's all about, you want to make a million cross-reference, but it's not necessary, because something blocks it from being relevant, because it's not relevant, weirdly enough, and I will come back to it. But the movie itself is just, like I said, it's something that is, it's an experience that leaves you unsatisfied. And no matter how much you want this movie to work, with all the people and all the talent involved, it just won't. Bad Times at the El Royale. That's the movie. That's the cross-reference. And yeah, like I said, I worship this movie. This is like a movie that could have been done by Quentin Tarantino. And it is that good. So go watch this movie, because that movie you're gonna love, worship, and it's gonna stay with you. I was like this movie. I'm already seeing it again in my mind, but Madame Web has the same amount, the same elements, the same quality, and yet it never ever reaches the movie feeling, the movie, yes, the moviness that Bad Times, you know, does display throughout. And the amount of, you know, just cool, you know, cult, just, what's the word? You know, Tarantino, like, kind of coolness, like something is really cult. You know? That's the word. So that is something that requires, you know, a delicate touch, a special touch, you know, a certain gift. And Madame Web, there is missing that gift, despite all the talent involved. And it hates me to say, but I feel disappointed. Yeah. Maybe some rewatching will fix that, or something else in the future, because I think this is a movie that is in dire need of an extended version or some additional elements. Please make it longer. It might fix this hot mess. It is hot, don't get me wrong. Just even the finale is almost like riding a roller coaster. Yeah, you know when you're gonna go for the loop or the high points or the turns and the twists, but in the end, you're always on a rail. And never was it more apparent. So, a lot of potential, but it's all, yeah, out of whack. Stay love.